are unfolding across the South. Hundreds of thousands without power in dangerously cold weather. The car sliding off an icy road, piling up in a ditch. An arena roof collapsing under heavy snow. Power crews hanging from a helicopter to restore electricity. And pipes bursting inside the home of a family we interviewed to restore electricity. And pipes bursting inside the home of a family we introduced you to last night. How they're surviving. Plus, we're tracking a bomb cyclone, the areas that could see even more snow. The new video just in showing ICU nurse Alex Preddy in an altercation with federal officers days before he was killed. Plus, the two officers involved in the deadly shooting now placed on leave. And the attack on Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, what we just learned was sprayed on her. Also tonight, the man accused of murdering his wife so he could be with the family's au pair, testifying in his own defense. You'll see that husband take the stand, what he told the jury. FBI agents raiding a Georgia election center. What we're learning about the connection to the president's claims about the 2020 election. NBC News exclusive, the runway close call, a Southwest jet nearly colliding with a private plane. You'll hear the frantic call inside the control tower that prevented disaster. Growing virus concerns, U.S. health officials monitoring an infectious outbreak overseas deadlier than COVID. Airport screening passengers, what we're learning. Wild U-Haul chase thieves taking police on a daring pursuit through L.A., ditching their van and diving right into a getaway car. And there's good news tonight. Puppies rescued from a raging house fire and the dog finding his forever home with the firefighter that saved him. Nightly News starts right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas.